Hey, everybody. Welcome to Lee and Haley Overtime, the podcast. I'm Lee Cruz along with Haley Herman.
I love that. You're working on having such a grateful heart. You're just in the middle of your day. If it's included in this recording, if it's not, right as we went to start, Lee needed to yawn. But as he yawned, he looked down and goes, hang on, let me just think a moment about what the Lord has said. Is it the pregnancy hormones that make you funnier to me these days?
No.
I truly think you've never made me laugh as much as you do lately.
I think it's just you've dropped your facade.
No, I think I've dropped my standards.
Still.
What is going on?
Well, I'm trying to hold a baby.
Lee's dog Butter is joining us, which you see if you are watching the video version on the Kentucky Sports Radio YouTube channel. Our full podcast is there every week as well. If you're just listening on the audio version, there's a very cute Cavalier King Charles Spaniel in Lee's arms, and she's leaning back looking at me like, can you believe such luck? I've got this man wrapped around my toe beans. Have you heard people refer to little dogs, their little pads, as toe beans?
Yeah. I've heard that. Yeah.
Anyway, welcome to the podcast, guys. This is Lee and Haley Overtime. I'm Haley Harmon.
Mm-hmm.
And you're?
Not.
Not. You are Lee Cruz.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You were just giving me grief. And no, not even grief. You were really kind of just like staring at me in amazement and just honestly fandom, which you do every day. Right before we started, I said, I've got to run to the ladies' room real quick because, as you know, I'm now very pregnant, very pregnant. So I have to go to the ladies' room constantly. And I accomplished that goal much quicker than you had anticipated.
I described it as an F1 pit stop.
Yeah. Sure.
Because you literally, and the bathroom is 25 yards away from the door that I'm eyeballing at the moment. And it was as if you walked to the break room, which is, say, 10 yards away, slapped the refrigerator, and came right back. How you went, got out of that outfit.
I didn't get out. You think I take my dress off?
I don't know what you do. But for this to work, if I could give an audio description of what you accomplished,
Yeah. It
is.
I'm tinkled, let's be clear.
No, it was not. There was no tinkle.
I let out one drop of liquid.
It was a cobra venom hiss.
Oh, it shot out.
It shot out.
Yeah.
And then you came back because there's no way a girl like you could relax.
Lee, and this is what I said. I came in, Lee goes, well, first of all, I said, I need to go to the bathroom real quick. I need to go, excuse me. I know some people think this is crude. I had a lady write in once and was like, that is crude. Saying the word pee.
Pee?
Yeah, a lady wrote in once and was like, you are too classy to say that.
And well, no,
like,
she's not, ma'am.
No, I'm not. But anyway, I said, I need to go pee real quick. And Lee said, well, just go to the bathroom. And I was like, oh, is that how it's done? So Anyway, then I come back in after going back, and Lee goes, you're already done?
I thought you got, like, there was something that happened in the restroom that wouldn't allow you to go.
Oh, Lee, I didn't go. There's a dead body in there. No, I just went. I have on a dress, so you just, you know, pull it up.
Even with that,
go,
that
and
was
I do go.
Way too fast.
I go,
I don't
then
know
I
how that
go,
happened.
Wash my hands, come back. Like, well, I don't linger. So,
I must
but
have
this
went through
what,
a wormhole.
This is the reason we're discussing it, is because he just was amazed how quick I went. I just was like, okay. So I thought we'd move on. And I said, wait a minute. Why should it have taken me longer? What do you do in the bathroom? He goes, well, I like to try and relax.
Yes.
When I go to the restroom, especially as often as I do going tinkle, tinkle a million times a day now that I'm pregnant, I just want to get it over with. I don't languish and just lay. I don't just sit and be like, oh, let me think about what the Lord has done. I just tinkle, wash my hands, and leave. No. And you, so what is, when you go to the, because it does take you a long time.
It is rough.
Sometimes I think you have gastrointestinal
no.
issues. When really, you're just
no.
in there relaxing when you're lighting candles?
No, it's just all about relief. And relief should be relaxation. I'm not,
so what does that look like?
I'm not in there to do a job. I'm in there just to take a breath.
You think while I'm in here, maybe I should...
My bladder is... Because I usually wait till my bladder's full. And then I go in there and relax.
And you and what is that? What do you mean?
I put my head against the wall.
And your hands too. Yeah, like my hands.
My head. My hands are behind my back, and I put my all the weight is on my head as I lean up against the urinal.
What do you do? 5 deep breaths.
And I just think about it. If I could just get through this day with that woman.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. I see the bathroom as purely just...
Yeah, it's Unitarian. I'm not Unitarian. That's a church.
Utilitarian?
Yeah, utilitarian.
It's pure Unitarian. And I want to talk about God a moment again.
I'm having a Catholic experience. Sure. It's an all-day Mass.
You are really getting into the hominy.
That may be the problem, is the Mass.
Is the God in heaven.
Oh, sorry, Butter. I didn't mean to wake you. So you're getting sleepy.
So you thought I'll jostle her head? Surely that won't wake her up?
I just wanted to see her face.
Remind me when this baby gets here. Remind me not to let you hold him.
Why?
Because if... I don't know. I'm just...
Does your baby have 4 legs?
I hope not.
Okay, well, that's a little different.
How is that different? What does that have to do with you jostling her head and then going...
Jostling her? First of all, she can support her own head. This is an adult woman. Not a baby.
You're right. She's over a year old. How much does she weigh?
I think 11 pounds now, according to her latest visit.
Oh, because.
At Weight Watchers.
At Weight Watchers, obviously. No, she recently got, she had a hysterectomy. We'll
Pretty
say.
Much, yeah.
She was spayed recently. Yeah. So she's a big girl. So is she fully recovered?
Oh, yeah.
She got the triple dipper. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Chili's. She got spayed, got a microchip, and got some dental work done all in the same visit.
And I think got her nails done, too.
Oh, what a good day for her.
She had everything done. Yeah,
yeah, wow. Okay, well, what else is going on with you? I know you saw the F1 movie.
I did. I liked it
without spoilers, yes. Give me your review.
Without a spoiler.
You can only give a review with spoilers?
You're not going to believe what happened.
Lord.
That boat sinks.
It is so crazy.
No.
How's my boy Brad?
He's great.
How does he look? How does he act?
He looks great.
How does he smell? That's what I gotta know.
I don't know if you remember. You didn't? Did you watch Ted Lasso season 2?
I don't know.
I don't think you did.
Okay.
But the lady who plays the team's therapist is
I don't remember a therapist.
Is the mother of Brad Pitt's protege.
Oh, in F1.
And when she's asking, well, how's work? And he's like, oh, they brought some old guy in. And and she goes, how old? He goes, I don't know. He's like 80 something. And then she sees the poster they put up of the two because they're part of the race team. Sure. She's like, he ain't that old.
Yeah.
She's like, good Lord.
I mean.
And he's like, really, Mom?
He's so hot.
He's hot.
I was inspired to watch another Brad Pitt movie.
Javier Bardem is really good, too.
Yes, and very good looking as well.
Yes. I'd like to hang out with that guy.
Yeah, for sure.
I think we just get along.
Yeah. Why do you think that? You think you'd get along better with him than Brad?
Probably.
Less sexual tension?
Yes. Well, I think because, according to my genetic code, my ancestors, at least 16% of them, come from Spain.
Just say Spain. Just say Spain.
That's not how we say it.
Oh, okay.
The Iberian Peninsula.
Because you did 23andMe, so your DNA. Yes.
So Javier Bardem and I would probably, who knows, we're probably related. I should do that thing.
That'd be cool.
They tell me that Javier Bardem and I are like first cousins.
Oh, my gosh. Wouldn't that be exciting?
Are you hot?
I'm a little warm. It's a little warm in here today. Well, you are holding an 11-pound heated blanket.
Yes, it is. She's falling asleep.
I hear the air, but it's just not cooling. I feel like it should be.
It's not. I'm
the hallway
sweaty.
That I sprinted down to go to the bathroom, according to you, and sprinted back, is ice cold out there. They've got the AC rocking out there.
We're good.
We could open the door and let some cold air in.
We
if
could.
Butter wouldn't try to Tour de France it and leave us.
She loves to explore spaces.
Yeah, she does. She's so sweet. He hadn't brought her to the office lately, and he brought her in today for the first time, and literally all of us were so excited because she's so sweet. But I heard you say she was most excited to see me. Were you joking?
Oh, you?
Yeah. I mean, beyond you,
well,
obviously.
But you amped it up. I mean, you manipulated the situation. Everyone else says
just hello. Just because I gave her a hoagie?
Yeah. Everyone else says hello, butter, and all the niceties. Bridget says jump on my lap. Nikita says stop licking my toes.
Sure.
Nua plays with her awkwardly because he's a cat guy. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But Kelly, of course, I think is probably her favorite. But she had the biggest reaction to you because you hyped it up.
Because I was excited to see her.
Yeah.
I really was. I came in and her leash and stuff was on the desk and I thought, oh, that means she's here.
She was giving you a hug early, trying to explore your brain.
Yeah, I was trying to hold her earlier while we were watching a piece and she got up here and was licking kind of all over my face, but then doing the tongue up the nose thing. But then she did my favorite thing, where she stretches out her little limbs and puts them around my neck.
Yeah, she likes doing that.
She's precious.
I don't know what is the fascination with people's nostrils, but good Lord.
Charlie, my little corgi, does it too.
He does it?
My husband will be like, how does he put his tongue up there? His tongue is so big. And we're like, it's like he rolls it up like a little burrito.
Right.
And goes.
Injects it. Yeah.
I don't know. And it happens at the speed of light.
Oh, no, you can't stop it. It's an endoscopy.
Yeah.
It's like, what just happened? Well, what do you know?
What's the read?
Yeah. Butter, what did you find out?
Yeah, exactly.
Do I have a polyp or not?
Yeah, for sure. When's the last time you've had a physical? Just speaking of. Because Nua was talking recently about getting a physical.
He doesn't need a physical.
Yeah, Lee, that's the point of physicals, is to keep track of your health over time. So that if there is a change.
Have they found immortality? Am I going to live forever?
That's the only reason to seek health care if it's available to you.
When I die.
Is to find the fountain of youth.
They're going
to
say, if only he had a physical. Was 24, old Nua is. I've seen a doctor.
No, you haven't. Seeing a doctor at cocktail hour does not mean you've seen a doctor.
Well, they're pretty thorough at the bar.
Well, anyway, fine, do whatever you want.
Thank you.
I hope you have a dormant disease that you don't find out about until the last minute.
Dormant disease. It erupts last minute.
It does. Yeah.
I'll be like the people of Pompeii. You'll find me covered in my own ash.
Don't flatter yourself. I will not be looking for you. There's Lee under a pile of rubble.
I'll be in a shocked pose.
That dormant disease. Well, Haley told me
mouth
about.
Open, holding a tiny dog.
And so you think earthquake ash is what's going to get you?
I don't know. Whatever.
Why will you be preserved in such a way?
Because from the, whatever it's called, hydroplast or whatever it's called. I don't know what it's called.
What are you talking about?
Well, that's what killed them in Pompeii. It wasn't lava. It was it's called something plast. PLAST, but there's like a hydra something in front of it, but it's not hydra, it's water.
Wasn't it ash or just rubble?
It's ash, but it's a cloud that comes down. It's a gas cloud.
Thank you for all this. Bottom line, is this what you think is going to happen to you?
Yes. It's a dormant disease, and inside of me is temperatures that range from 6,000 Fahrenheit, and I think I'm just going to release a little gas as I relax in the bathroom. Instead, I'm covered in my own ash.
Pyroclastic.
Pyroclastic. That's what it is. I knew there was a P.
The people of Pompeii primarily died to a combo of asphyxiation from volcanic gases and ash inhalation, and also from extreme heat exposure from pyroclastic flows and surges. So you think one day you're going to go toot when you're relaxing in the bathroom and you let out pyroclastic flows and surges.
That's right. And it just envelops me. Then I'm frozen forever for people.
Wait. Let me circle back to how you said you'd be found. A shocked look on your face holding a dog. So you were sitting on the toilet holding butter.
Well, I wasn't on the toilet. I could be anywhere.
Well, that's true. You don't have to be on the toilet to toot, I suppose.
Is that what you do? You always, well, just in case. Let me get the insurance here.
Oh, I did want to read you this really quick.
Okay.
Thank you to everyone that has left a review of this podcast I listen to podcasts on Apple Podcasts, and so that's where I see the reviews. So if you've left a positive one or just one at all, we'd love it so much. Lee, I just want to read you this one. This was from their hashtag was happy and poor was their handle. This person, happy and poor. One of my go-to podcasts. Love the banter between these two extremely interesting talents. Hopefully the podcast will take off like their TV show. Congratulations and good luck. Then this other one. Thanks for making me laugh from Joe2K4. He wrote this one a couple months ago. He said, I live in Louisville and stumbled upon you through Kentucky Sports Radio. You all have made me laugh for several Thursdays in a row since discovering this podcast. Thank you so much for the show. So thank you both. And then here's my favorite written just a few days ago. This is from Maggie Katz. 5 stars. She gave us 5 stars.
Oh, boy.
But then she said, quit eating while the show is on. It is annoying. You are just babbling about nothing.
Well, that is true. But what, like, are we eating?
I don't know. So I don't know if this is a review for something else.
Did we?
Because we don't eat on this podcast or the TV show unless it's an eating segment. So I'm confused. You know, I wanted to read it to you to get your feedback.
We've done a restaurant or two back in the day. Where we ate.
She left this review like 4 days ago.
Oh, I don't know that.
So
gone back in time and watched older podcasts.
I just like that she gave us 5 stars, but then said 2 things she didn't like. A, we eat, and B, we babble about nothing if it's about us. So I was like, but thank you for the 5 stars. She's like, 5 stars of being terrible. Yeah. Butter is out.
That's called trust.
Oh.
She trusts me implicitly. As I hold her suspended in the air... Where surely if something were to go wrong, she would fall to her certain death.
Mm-hmm.
But yet she sleeps.
Yeah.
Like Jesus in the boat during the storm.
That's right, on the Sea of Galilee.
And they woke him up, and he's like, why'd you wake me? What are you worried about? I'm on the boat with
you. I'm the guy.
I make the storms, you morons.
And
I wonder if the Lord said that. They probably didn't write that down, but I bet he said to those guys, what are you, a bunch of morons?
Permission to paraphrase, Father.
Yeah.
So just want to circle back real quick. My question about should you get a physical ended with you tooting to death.
Well, I was just thinking of a sudden death that wasn't caught because something remained dormant. And I thought, well, Pompeii was dormant. But they kept building there. Come on down to Pompeii. We got everything you need here.
Nothing like a Jet 2 holiday.
Yeah.
It's our new favorite TikTok audio.
The great vacation spot.
So good. Pompeii. Where is Pompeii?
Italy.
Is that in Italy?
Yeah. Okay. It's still very alive.
Yeah.
It's not dormant. That thing could go again. I mean, it technically is dormant.
And what's
an active volcano. Yeah, Mount Vesuvius.
Mount Vesuvius, and the town was Pompeii, the
Correct.
Civilization.
Yes.
Okay.
There are people that climb it all the time, and you look in there, and it's like gurgling and bubbly. And angry, like that dormant disease I got of pyroclastic.
Lee's got the pyroclastic. Can you believe it? I've been swimming a lot lately.
Yes.
If you care to know anything
emotion?
About me, I've been swimming in fear. No, I've been because I've been having some.
It's got to feel good to be weightless.
It does, because I'm having a lot of joint pain and stuff because I'm now 7 months pregnant. And
but,
so,
you know, I didn't know this until you
going on
pointed it out that you think, and most men will think this, well, I got a lot of joint pain. Well, of course you do because you're bigger than ever.
Yeah.
But the truth is, and it makes sense now, in God's plan, he allows some sort of hormone to cause your joints to loosen.
Yeah, relaxant. Pregnant women release a hormone called
relaxant.
Right,
so obviously your pelvic area can spread out and allow room.
Yeah, because this thing has to come out.
Right.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing.
So that's why your joints hurt.
Yeah, so it's like relaxant is letting kind of the tendons and everything loosen, but also, so it's that things are spreading out in a way that in my 37 years of life, my body has never done. So it's pulling, those are right. Loosening, but everything is spreading out and the bones and everything moving. And then also, yeah, I'm, you know, bigger than I've ever been. And so I just have more weight on me and certainly more weight in the front than I've ever had in my life. So my center of gravity is different. Just everything is pulling forward. And so I'm just having some hip pain, some tailbone pain, all that stuff. But anyway, so I was reading it. It said the 2 things that can help with just any kind of that pain is walking consistently every day. So I'm trying to take even my dogs for a 15-minute walk helps. But then it said if you're able, swimming because of the weightlessness. So I've been swimming for exercise a lot lately. And it's been really, really nice.
Yeah.
And I remember I used to swim a lot more, like, you know, when you're younger and stuff. But in college, I remember we would at our I went to Middle Tennessee State and they had water aerobics classes for like college students, you know, because we always think water aerobics, senior women. No, it was all like girls my age and we would all go and it was so fun. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, swimming is just.
Were boys allowed in that class?
Yeah, but they weren't there.
Well, they were stupid.
They were stupid.
So I could have took a college class with girls in the pool.
Mm-hmm. And it was like the big aquatic thing at the
I went to Maysville Community College and we just had a pond.
Did you? Yeah.
And there was only one girl in there.
Yeah.
But she wasn't a student.
She was just bathing there.
She was there from last night.
Oh.
Just come on in. The water's fine.
Yeah.
But by the way, if I can return to something, when you said 37. Uh-huh. Butter opened her eyes and rolled them.
Because she thinks I must be much younger?
Yeah.
No, and why did she do that?
I don't know. You'll have to take it up with her.
You seem to have the read on Butter's thoughts more than anyone else.
Yeah.
If you were to guess, you think she was saying maybe I must be older than that? I must be lying?
Mm. When's the last time you fell asleep in someone's arms?
Don't change the subject. The last time I fell asleep in someone's arms?
Yes.
Like someone completely holding me?
Either way, however you want to do it. You were in their arms and you fell asleep like this. Yeah, they were the main support system. The way Butter is with me right now.
Okay, the way she is with you right now, the main support would be like when I was a kid and would fall asleep on the couch and my dad would carry me to bed.
Not me. Mine was 2 weeks ago at a Chili's.
Was it?
Yes.
Back to the triple dipper.
Yeah.
I am obsessed with the idea of getting a triple dipper. Do you know what that is? It's an appetizer that you can order to share, or a lot of people will order it.
It's
as
got the
an entree, but
mosquito
it's,
bites, or whatever they're called.
That is a reference to tiny breasts that they used to use to be mean to girls.
I'll take some of those
that hadn't hit puberty yet.
Oh, what? No,
they would call them your mosquito bites.
Oh,
you bully!
I never referenced that. I thought it was like a armadillo. Taco or whatever. Well, that's probably something worse. But you know,
what are you talking about?
They're like the little Southwest egg rolls or whatever they're called.
Yeah, it comes with like egg rolls, chicken tenders, and mozzarella sticks. Mm. Where did mosquito bites come from?
I thought that was the name of an appetizer.
Don't think so.
Well, it should be.
I mean, it could. What would it be? Like little bitty bites of something?
I guess so. Sure. Okay. Maybe you put a tomato in it. You know, give it the blood appearance. Because mosquitoes.
This is why you're not in food development, okay? Anyway, so I'm sometime for lunch, the whole team, we need to go to Chili's and let me get my hands on the triple dipper. Okay. It's kind of TikTok famous. A lot of people will go and get it because the mozzarella sticks are almost like a big square, and then the cheese pull is the thing to see how long you can get the mozzarella to pull out before it breaks.
Yes, that's what I reference many times.
Go ahead, the floor is yours.
Are you ready for the cheese pull?
What does that even mean? Don't laugh at yourself.
But I'm going to use it. And now, shall we go upstairs for the cheese pull?
Why? Gosley has tears in his eyes right now. He's laughing so hard.
You made me wake up Butter.
At his own subpar comedy. Look at her. Oh.
Oh,
Father, you really are the funniest man in the world. Okay, well.
You want to do questions?
I do. I'll get to them.
We got a couple I know of. And by the way, if you'd like to send us a question or a comment, you can do so at ideas@leeandhaley.com.
This is from Kelly. What is your ideal movie theater seating? This is a good question.
Recently, I go to the back. I go to the very back. I don't want people behind me.
Now, why is that?
Well, I'm involved with the mob.
Yeah, you don't like to not know what...
I like to see what's coming.
Yeah. Okay. No, really.
I just like the back. I prefer not to be bothered with people behind me. And I...
But you said recently, so before you'd
sit
wherever?
Well, I would probably pick the middle, but, I don't want to be up front, obviously. I can't see anything.
No. Yeah. So you'd like middle back row.
Yes.
Is your ideal? Because that was the question. What is your ideal?
No. Back, middle.
That's what I said.
Yes, back, middle. Well, I don't want to be on the edge. No.
I like middle.
Well, I used to
like
be that way.
I like middle of the theater. I don't care if there's people behind me and in front of me, but I like to be about midway up, but dead center.
Yeah, I used to be that way, but now I just take the back.
I used to sit in the back row.
But you were watching the movie.
Oh, yeah, no. Back in middle school and high school, that was the thing to do, you know.
Now, Kelly recently sent us a photo of some girl at the theater who took her shoes off.
Well, we talked on the TV show or maybe on this podcast about movie theater etiquette. And
had her foot propped up.
Maybe that was in our Nobody Asked You Advice segment on the show, talking about women taking their shoes off at the movie theater. Should you? And we were all like, absolutely not. Well, then Kelly went to the movies a few days later and a girl had taken her shoes off and then put her feet on the seat in front of her. That is absolutely not. Take her ticket back. Sell it to someone else. That's a red flag. Okay, so I'm middle. Lee is middle back seat, back row. Mm-hmm. Middle, you're not going to drive him.
By myself.
Oh, Bridget said a movie so bad you turned it off or left the theater.
I saw that question. I don't know. I went to a film once where a girl I was dating, she walked out on it because it was a little more erotic than she thought it should be.
Okay.
And I said, I'll see you at the car.
I'm going to see this through.
But I don't know.
Wait
that
for the cheese pull.
I don't think I've ever walked out on a movie. I may have turned one off, but usually even the worst film, I sit there and ponder, what were they thinking? How were the decisions made? What?
How did it get this far that they didn't scrap the project? I think that sometimes.
The worst film ever made, in my opinion, is Caddyshack 2.
Yeah.
And
I didn't even know that existed.
I wish it didn't. Mm-hmm. It was a complete money grab without the genius of the people who made the first one.
Ugh.
They brought in like Randy Quaid to replace Rodney. They brought in, what's the Jewish comic? I'll think of his name in a minute. To essentially replace, or maybe Ted Knight was in it.
Okay.
It was horrific.
Yeah.
Chevy Chase may have paid Chevy $1 million to do 2 minutes. Mm. It was just awful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It wasn't funny. It wasn't put together well. It was just a money grab.
Yeah.
The only good thing about that film was the Kenny Loggins song that he wrote, I'm Going All the Way.
Mm. Okay. I've walked out on one movie in the theaters when I was in college. My boyfriend and I went to see, and I don't know why. We just thought because it was in theaters, it wouldn't be that bad. But I loved Elizabeth Banks. And I think it was Seth Rogen. It was that movie, Zach and Miri Make a Porno.
Oh, I saw that.
Well, we walked out on it because, I don't know, I think I was honestly too embarrassed. It was just too much. And I was like very young and kind of innocent then.
Any nudity in that?
I know. I don't know why. I just felt like I shouldn't be watching it. Oh. Like now, I probably wouldn't have a problem with it. But then, and with my boyfriend, I think we were newly dating. It was just like, I don't know. So we walked out on that. And then a movie I've turned off recently was, there's that Manhunt movie series, I think is what it is, on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
And we tried to watch one. I think it's Manhunt. Mm. Or maybe it's like FBI. It's some series of movies that are deeply B movies, but they're like made on Netflix. And they're on Netflix. And we tried to watch one and it was so cringy within the first 5 minutes. Mm. Matt and I turned it off. We both were like, ugh.
Okay. But, I've stopped watching series, but yeah. As far as a movie, I usually
those
go
are the only two movies I can really think of that's the only one in theaters ever walked out. And again, I could probably watch it now with no trouble, but back then it was just like,
yeah.
You know, sometimes it depends on who you're seeing it with. It was just too much. Like it was just like, we shouldn't be. It was nice meeting you. Okay, this is from that question was from Bridget. This question is from Nikita. Best place you've ever seen 4th of July fireworks. When I lived in Knoxville, Tennessee, my boyfriend at the time, one of his clients, owned this amazing home, just gorgeous cliffside home in Knoxville, overlooking the Tennessee River. And we went to 4th of July fireworks party at their home, and they were like, and everybody stay for the fireworks. They shoot them off the lake. Well, they were on the lake, but they didn't have access to the lake because they were on top of a cliff. But so basically, they bring this big barge out into the middle of the river and then shoot fireworks off that. So we're on top of this cliff and watching this firework. And it was an amazing fireworks show, but also just the vantage point was really neat. Mm. So I think about that anytime I think of 4th of July fireworks.
Little Debbie Factory. It was an accident.
Okay.
Amazing.
Oh, my gosh. Couldn't have paid for a better show.
Right. Oatmeal cream pies going everywhere.
Pyroclastic fun.
The best fireworks show for the money, though, any time of the year, is Disney. Magic Kingdom.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know that they do. It was called Wishes is the one they did forever. It was so well done with synchronicity. I mean, the music matching up. The fireworks took shape. Of course, what I haven't seen yet, which looks amazing on video, is drone shows.
Yeah.
I want to see one of those.
You know what gives me, I'm afraid of, and I just recently kind of pinned it down, that it's not just anxiety, it gives me, I'm genuinely afraid of it, is how big the Walt Disney Company really is. Like, it really freaks me out. It's just too much. It's too big. It scares me. They do too much.
What are you talking about?
That's all the time we have.
What a weirdo.
No, I'm sorry. I'm just like, there's too much going on. It's too powerful.
I think Bob Iger's doing a good job. He's got it.
I know, but when I see a commercial for Disney, I just think, oh, God. And they're like, we have 50,000 restaurants, 4 billion hotel rooms, million employees.
It's called divisions.
I know, but it just, something about it, I'm like, guys, this is too much. We gotta start. I don't know. I'm afraid.
We're just going back to making cartoons?
And I say this with no joke. I'm afraid of Disney and how big it is.
I don't get that.
My deepest fear is Disney. Okay, guys, we do have to wrap it up for today. We are having a very busy day here on the Lee and Haley Show, so we appreciate you tuning in.
I just want to let Disney know that I love them, and if they would like to purchase this show or podcast, I'll sell it to them and continue to work for the mouse.
I would like for them to do it, too, but I just want
No, you're afraid of them.
I am afraid. They're just too good. It's too big. They're too successful. And I don't wish them ill will. I don't want anything bad to happen. But I just, the thought, I kind of think about Disney now the same way I think about space. It's just too big to comprehend. I'm being 100% serious.
Well, you wait till I tell you some stories.
About space or Disney?
No, about Disney.
No, don't.
You'll the kind me. Of power they got.
No, stop. That's what I'm talking about. I don't like it. We have to end, Lee. We have.
We have to end.
We have another
forever.
Shoot in 8 minutes.
It was nice knowing you.
Get a physical. Check your pyroclastic flows and surges. Thanks for listening, guys. Rate, review, and subscribe. As you saw there, if you leave a review, especially on any of the podcast platforms, we'll try to read them here. So be kind, be nice. If we're not your cup of tea, that's okay. There's plenty of
Why
other
did you stay this long?
Teas to have. Go get you some Darjeeling and leave us alone. Have a great rest of your day. We love you. God loves you. Hang in there. Till next time. Bye.